bicycle, bicycle, bicycle. I want to ride my bicycle. This is Pedaling the Pueblo, connecting you to bicycle events and updates in Tucson.
Cyclists gearing up for this November's El Tour de Tucson bike race and charity event should keep an eye out for some up-and-coming competition. A group of students at Pueblo High School, members of the Road Warriors Cycling Club, have been training all semester to ride in the region's premier race. With the help of dedicated faculty like Ernesto Somoza, the club has given students at the Southside School a chance to sharpen their cycling skills and explore Tucson streets for over 20 years. As part of Ciclovia's return to the South 12th Avenue route this month, we visited Somoza's first period cycling class to talk with student riders. Among the commotion of students riding standing bikes, cleaning, and working on their chains, making up their rides from earlier in the week, senior Adriana Grijalva explained how she found the class and club.
I was on the cross-country team, so running, when I got injured, I relied on cycling a lot. And first, I was like really hesitant about it, and then I ended up just loving it. Like, I thought it was more than just pedaling, being able to see different sceneries and all the people I got to meet. So I really liked it, and I've been doing it ever since then. So everybody is kind of different levels, but we've all like worked together to help each other stay together and help everybody like us.
At Pueblo High, students learn basic bike maintenance, rules of the road, and more about Tucson's bike infrastructure networks.
I've learned, like, just different routes that you can take, especially if you can't drive. Like, it's a good way to see beautiful parts of Tucson, like a mountain going towards, like, downtown and Congress, like, all the bridges and stuff. I really like that. Also going towards, like, Spectrum and just get it a different view than when you're driving. I'm just riding around the school because then we get to like represent us and like cars get to see us like riding and it's really cool.
Riders and walkers can easily access the Julian Wash and Santa Cruz River sections of the loop pathway from Pueblo High or any section of South 12th. A lot of the Warriors rides begin there because, as another student Axel told us, you can just hop on and ride for as long as you want without having to worry about potholes or cars. Every Saturday, the Road Warriors group adds another 10 miles to their loop training rides.
We're preparing for El Tour de Tucson. I've never done that before, so I'm super excited because I'm trying to do the 100 miles this year. So, and it's been really cool meeting new people from there, different from the class, because everybody loves biking in there, and it's just like you can share something so alike, and it's just really fun.
Like most of her peers, Adriana didn't come to the class as an experienced cyclist. But now she's working towards her goal of riding 100 miles in November. On Saturday, October 23rd, Somoza and the Road Warriors are opening up one of their training rides to the rest of the Tucson community as a fundraiser for the club. Anyone is welcome to join the crew on a 60-mile ride on the loop for a suggested donation of $10 towards new equipment and team sponsorship, though everyone is encouraged to come ride regardless. Check out the event on ciclovia-tucson.org and register for the ride on the 23rd at 8 a.m. After the ride, students recommend you grab a well-earned bite at one of their favorite nearby spots, BK Tacos, Tacos Sapson, or one of the other amazing restaurants on the 12th Ave Ciclovia route.
Definitely BK's. He's really good.
Support for this program is provided by the City of Tucson Department of Transportation and Mobility.